Classmates 3, Students Book. Unit 3, Skills in Action. Exercise 2.
Extreme Sports Reinvented. What happens when extreme sports like bungee jumping, snowboarding, and rock climbing become so popular that people just think of them as normal hobbies? This week, Daryl Hines tells us about three new activities that put the extreme back into extreme sports. Subwinging. Subwinging is basically a cross between scuba diving and water skiing. Like in water skiing, you tie a rope to the back of a boat and attach it to a device for a person to hold onto. In subwinging, this device is called a subwing, and it looks like two large wings. Instead of skiing on the water, the subwing allows you to go under the water. You can come up to breathe whenever you want. You just need to tilt the wing upwards, and by turning the wings, you can do acrobatic moves. It's just like flying underwater. Today, many tour operators organize subwinging trips over coral reefs. You can enjoy the sights of the beautiful undersea world like never before. X-Pogo. Everyone remembers pogo sticks. Back in the 80s and 90s, they were a hugely popular kids' toy. Now, though, people are using them for the latest extreme sport, X-Pogo. Using a special pogo stick called a flybar, you can jump over 3 meters in the air. This allows experts to do amazing tricks, and each acrobatic move has a special name like the Superman or the heel clicker. And for serious pogoists, there's even an X-Pogo World Championship. This happens throughout the year in different cities around the world. So maybe it's time to dig out your old pogo stick from the attic and go extreme. Street luge. You might have heard of luge in the Winter Olympics. Athletes lie on a sled and move across the ice feet first. Well, street luge is similar, but it uses a large board with wheels instead of a sled. All you have to do is find an empty stretch of road on a hill. Then you can speed down at up to 150 kilometers per hour. It's not easy, though. You have to use your body weight to turn, leaning your weight to the left or right, and there are no brakes. Instead, you have to lower your feet and skid to a stop. It's hugely important to wear a helmet and elbow and knee pads. If you have the need for speed and are brave enough, this sport could be for you.